Mrs. Clara Hudson came home through the kitchen door, as always. She placed her laden basket on the scrubbed work table, then paused to sniff the air, wondering. But an armful of parcels were struggling in the doorway behind her. "Thank you, Patrick," she said. "I'm glad you talked me into going this morning. The produce would have been picked over. And you were right. It cleared up beautifully. Would you put those in the pantry? Thank you, dear." "Don't know why you needed to buy taters," he grumbled. "Ours will be ready in a couple of weeks." "Yes, but I wanted to make my potato salad for Mary's garden party. Her friend Veronica is particularly fond of it."
"Weather should go fine by Saturday, at any rate.
That's what the papers say."
"Oh, Mrs. Hudson," he said in a different voice. "I'm sorry."
She turned and saw Patrick's muscular back in the doorway to her rooms, squatting to pick up something from the floor. She moved around the work table and saw the final survivor of her mother's treasured porcelain had leapt from its little shelf and shattered against the slates. Fetching the hand broom and scoop, she took the pieces from Patrick's broad hand and dropped them unceremoniously in.
"It could be fixed," he protested. "I know a man."
"That saucer has been fixed once already, Patrick. Let's let it die a clean death this time." In truth, she hadn't much liked its first repair. She'd only put it on the shelf because Mary had gone to such trouble and expense. She swept the floor, surveying the area for stray shards. She found a couple under the writing desk and absently pushed the drawer shut as she straightened from sweeping around the narrow legs. "It's really fine, Patrick. Thank you again for all your help. The marketing would have taken me all day. Give Tilly my love."